I call the April 2nd, 2019 Special Projects and Facilities Committee meeting of the Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
Member Bourne?
Yes.
Member Brooks?
Yes.
Member Kimball is absent. Our Ludden's not here either. Chair Underdog?
Here.
And it's 7 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Next item are items from the public. Quasi-public. Whatever. Okay. Moving along. Okay. Let's talk about the TAC of play space. And I've asked Lisa to, I call it, frame the issue.
All right. So last committee meeting, Altima New and staff presented the plan for the take of play space. This was advanced in a capital project budget. And went for design. We had a committee meeting with internal staff, so that's the ELC, Children's Circle, and GJK teachers, a variety of them, and then staff, and ultimately was there for several of those meetings. Once the drawings were done, we represented them to the staff, made any changes we had to make, and then presented to the board. So the status we're at now is we're, after we presented it last month, we want to know if anybody has any questions to raise for staff, and we could pull up the presentation if you need. Altima News here to answer any questions that you may have. What we are looking for is we're looking for advancement of this to be approved at the April board meeting so that we can continue on with our all the bid work and final design work to hopefully have construction start August when the after summer camps are open. Over. So any questions?
How long do you think it's going to take?
Chris,
how long do you think it's going to take? August, September,
October, November.
There you go. September, October, November.
So
3 months.
Well, there will be a big shuffle for the teachers for quite a while.
Yes.
But that's, you know, kids adapt to stuff like that. That's fine.
Well, it won't be easy, but we'll have a plan in place. We haven't developed that plan yet, but we will develop a plan that meets with the DCFS guidelines.
Oh, that too.
Are you, okay, and see, anybody else comments?
I met with staff today because I missed last week's meeting, and they went through the presentation with me, so they know my issues. My only issue was that a lot about budget, so we weren't thrilled with that. And we were just looking to see if there was anywhere we could shave anything. But other than that, I didn't really have a question. On that, though, I didn't realize that it was going to go that long into November. So does that mean we would try and utilize the gym and that other room that we have down there?
The top gym. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would try to utilize that. Then we'd probably have to take off. We'll say campus trips. We may have to go to Friends or to Woodlawn, or we may have to utilize that or use the area out by Northfield. We're going to have to come up with various different options based on what programs and the timings and how long we have. It's not as easy as just one fits all, because some only have 15 minutes per play, some have an hour per play, and some multiple times a day. So we'll have to come up with a plan.
And it will come with that. And we might have escalated bus costs and things like that for a couple months to accommodate that, if we can accommodate them in our buses.
I mean, I'm just going to say this just because, why not? But Wensor Field, I mean, will you?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And we, the ball.
Well, we might, what we might do is fence that in.
Right.
Some sort, so we have to figure that out. And we might fence it into four separate areas so that each group can play it.
Yeah, or we could utilize the ice rink a little bit more in November. Because they go skating there once a week. Maybe they go twice a week.
But transporting them is going to be such a...
We use the Hillary the bus, so.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's exciting. And kids,
the buses, that is sort of true. So mix it up. Okay.
Their favorite is actually going on field trips. They love going to like the library or the
So we'll work on that plan.
All right.
As far as the question, if we can shave anything off the playground, the thing that we could remove if we want to, we'd save what, $10,000 maybe, is the stage. The stage in the middle, under the big tent, but but that's really about all. This is pretty. It's pretty cut and dry. Oh, right here. Thank you. Playground. So there's really not really else. I mean, if you wanted to cut down the square footage, you could cut it down a little bit, but that would be taking away the hill. So I don't know if we want to throw that up there, but that's really about it. That's all we could cut out.
The Hill is probably the most popular.
It is the most popular, so we would not recommend, staff would not recommend doing that.
Why would we have to take that out? Because we're not moving it. It is there already.
So right. So if you're saying you want, what can we do to reduce the money? So we would bring in the fence and not put AstroTurf on that area.
And what is on there now?
AstroTurf.
It's a very nasty little product.
Yes.
So the same stuff is on there.
It's a different product,
yes.
But it's also not good.
It's not very resilient.
So you'd have to redo those.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm remembering it as just grass.
Oh, no.
No.
It's not.
I don't think there is much grass.
There really isn't much grass out there.
No, no, we've tried to grow buffalo grass around the edges because it's about all that we'd have killed. But it's all synthetic.
So any other questions?
Other questions? Lisa.
I have a quick one.
Sure.
I'm always enamored by Ultima News extra special creative ideas. So I realize that what you've come up with in your extra creative ideas are pretty low cost, you know, mm-hmm. options like painting and the hoops over the runway and maybe utilizing cones and so forth. Is this something that will be considered as the budget plays out and we see if we have money for some of these things, or is this just making the presentation look more enticing?
Well, first of all, we'd have to check if those meet the DCFS guidelines. Some do and some don't. But
okay.
Things like cones, we can definitely do that
sure.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
I guess painting to the surface.
The teachers like the idea of just getting tables and painting them.
Uh-huh.
We were thinking if you're, you know, a foot and a half off the ground, you don't need a big shade structure.
Right.
So go out and buy a bunch of tables of different heights.
Ah, yes.
And have the kids paint them, and then they become an event, and they provide shade.
Okay. And they can also use it as a play surface, too.
Right.
Those were not in the budget.
Right.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Those there were some things right. in the budget, things like the
track.
Yes.
And if we have, you know, the money, we would like to paint more.
Yes, okay. So this is contingent, some more creative things as the project gets nearer completion, you'll be able to look at it and maybe do some, why don't we do this here?
If we have money.
There's any money left with
and we would come to the board and say, okay, we have this much left. They would say we don't use all our contingency. Would you like us to spend it on X, Y, and Z?
We could include project alternates. Is
yeah.
kind of how we discuss. And then if we have a very favorable bid climate, which we may not,
mm-hmm.
we may be able to add those at that time as the board approves the whole project to go forward. Commissioner Boron asked today about the warranty on the synthetic turf. And I think I said 5 years in the meeting. Josephine corrected me. It's actually 10 years. The product that they're speccing right now. So that was a correction. I apologize for that.
And we specced it also because it's got a double overlap.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are just very, just barely glued together, and very shortly they start separating. It becomes an issue. It's happening out there. But these have a very large one, and it's very hard to pull apart. We've actually tested ourselves and couldn't do so.
Have you used the product before?
Yep.
Specified it for a partner part, which is an outcome project. It would be an option.
They're more recent to this area, but it has been used in this area.
Yeah. And there seem to be more manufacturers coming into the field. Has it become more desirable
mm-hmm.
than rubber, perhaps? Because it looks more environmental, a little bit less expensive than the rubber, too.
Than the board in place?
Yeah.
Correct.
The company that we found it with, they've been in business a while. I think that's what.
Yeah, actually, we're looking at two different products to make them compete.
That's the worry, because this one, you see how the condition, and there was no, we could go back to that company. So if you have a warranty and no company, it doesn't matter.
But that was a totally different time and totally different. A way of doing and a way of bidding, so I don't feel that we have the same fear for that here.
And also that material is really thin.
Mm-hmm. Not the same.
Mm-hmm.
I also talked to staff about it, and they said they would ask if there could be some one additional option, not spending any more money for the threes area
mm-hmm.
For the teachers to vote on. The cube, I personally don't like that as much for the 3-year-olds, but the teachers will ultimately decide. but if you could have a different, maybe a different option.
Okay.
We'll look at it, yeah, we'll talk about that.
May I ask you a question? I think my question is for Lisa or staff, not for ultimately.
Sure.
I'm sorry if I missed it in the packet, but
okay.
What was the original budget was like $450,000?
Well, the original budget that the staff approved was, Carol, did you?
It was $525,000, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was the first round.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so we're suggesting adding $350,000 to that.
Correct.
For the $875,000.
Correct.
Okay, and then...
I thought it was
850.
875.
Keep going.
What's
25,000? I think that's what we put in the packet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that 875 in this packet somewhere?
It was in the,
in the last
presentation course. Right here on page... well, we have to amend the budget, so...
On page 24.
Yeah, page 24.
Sorry.
Yeah. I can pull it up, I just can't.
Any other questions?
Well, he's not done yet. He's talking, yeah.
Okay. And so then if I go back to page 21,
mm-hmm.
The suggestion, which we talked about at the last board meeting,
correct.
Was increasing the contributions from the corporate and rec fund to fund 69, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, so are you suggesting, I'm just trying to square the numbers on mm-hmm. page 21, are you suggesting transferring $750,000 more than we originally expected?
No. In the first draft of the budget, we had put in for an estimated $1 million transfer.
Right.
I was going to put 1.25, and so now with the additional $250,000. That's going to equal $1.5 million. So it's kind of shifted along the way.
So you would like to transfer $250,000
more than what the approval draft.
The approval draft.
Right.
Okay.
As
so can you just square that with the $750,000?
This is just to show you what our budgeted net surplus was going to be at the end of the. That was what was budgeted. This is what projected is. So. It's not audited, it's just to show you that there's more in there than what we budgeted for. And it's a combination of additional revenues, additional real estate taxes that we received, additional interest income, and a lot of it is not expending as much as we have in the past.
Okay, thank you. Just to keep peeling the onion. So in the approval draft of the budget,
the amounts in the approval draft for the transfer will not change because it's going to relate to what we typically would talk about in the June meeting when the auditor is there, and at the same time then we do what the transfer is for the following year. So it really does not affect the revenue coming in, it's just the additional $350,000 expended next year for the Take-Us Playground. And the actual difference will be in the transfer for next fiscal year. It might be easy.
Am I the only one that doesn't get this? I'm sorry. It says here that...
This is just to show you that we've done better than budgeted. It has those numbers are really irrespective of what the transfer is. Because we still have, again, the minimum wage. The reason why we have been conservative in the past and not brought it all the way down to 50.
Yeah, no, I think he's.
Is,
yeah, that's not.
No, but those numbers okay. are. I'm just trying okay. to say that he's. I think you're trying to match it up to what we're transferring, and it really is just to show you.
No, I'm not trying to match it up to what you're transferring. I'm trying to understand your rationale for transferring a certain amount of money from corporate and rec.
I understand what you were
planning to transfer. 1.25 million when you thought the ending budgets would be
correct.
2.05 million and 3.50 million.
Correct. No, I was the first draft. The original first draft back in October probably was 300 and 500. As we get more information, as we get closer to the end of the fiscal year, that number will change.
I think. Which, Justin, just correct me wrong. Carol, the amount, we're spending more money this fiscal year on this playground if the board approves it.
Correct.
And the transfer isn't changing this year, it's changing in the following year.
Right, because that's when we make the transfer.
So Carol's draft one, it was $1 million transfer, and then the approval draft was a $1.25 million transfer.
For next
year. For
next year.
Those weren't taking place in fiscal year 1920, but in 2021.
Correct.
So it just, the multi-year master plan really is what's shifted
governmental
because we wait till the audit to determine next year's transfer.
Okay. So Chris has added some new information there. I didn't understand that we were spending this money this year and then increasing the transfer next year, so thank you for elucidating that. But I'm still trying to understand if if we increase the transfers by 250,000, which is what I think I hear you saying, are we still essentially $500,000 better off than we thought we would be?
Well, we are better off because of the budgeted numbers. I'm still being conservative and saying...
I'm not suggesting we transfer more right,
right
now.
No, I'm just saying that that typically has been my approach for the last 6 years, is I wait till the audit, I see what the audited numbers are, and then I make a recommendation that the board approves.
But you've got numbers on the page, regardless of what you approve or recommend we do. This is suggesting you're $750,000 better than you thought you'd be when you originally came up with the...
I did not come up... The budget was, again, from a year ago. And everything happens. We had, again, the rates went up, interest income.
Yeah, so we are better off. That's what he's asking,
right?
We are
better off.
Right, okay.
We are better off. And it's my recommendation that I feel like we could come up with the extra money to do a very important playground, to bring our fund balances down to 55% and still have a little cushion.
Right. So we have the money there because we did better on interest rates. We had staff, mostly Children's Circle staff, that didn't take insurance. We didn't spend. We didn't have the minimum age.
The beach had a very strong year.
The beach had a strong year. Those are the things
those
that contribute.
Those are the things that I look to each year, though. It's not consistently with just this year.
Right.
And again, based on our fund balance guidelines, the board can take it down to 40%.
No, that's not what he's asking. He's just,
no, I'm just telling you that it's not an objective thing. It's very subjective of what are the things that are risk? What are we risking? Okay?
Right.
And
Carol, I know we're not voting yay or nay on this in a committee meeting, but I'm just going to tell you I'm inclined to vote for the additional cost of the playground. So really my question is not to say should we or should we not do this playground.
Right.
My question is to try and understand the overall financial position that the Park District is in.
And I guess I could go out on a limb and say that expending additional $350,000 based on the operations this year, I wouldn't feel uncomfortable making the additional transfer from fund balances. That's what I can tell you.
Okay.
Now, if the auditors come in and we've missed something, I'm not expecting that, but if they've missed something, then,
we budgeted very conservatively. We have healthy fund balances.
Right.
And we actually have more in a fund balance than our policy dictates. So we're still in a very good position should some of those things happen in the future, such as minimum wage increase and things like that. So,
right. Okay.
Well, they did.
Which we are no happy. Okay, so I should.
We
know that. So if it affects sooner than we think. So we're planning for that already. We might, not have impact to that fund balance as soon as we think. So.
Well, that was a short question.
No, very good question.
Just, sorry, Josh, when you say, am I the only one here who doesn't understand it? I'm like,
no.
You're not the only
one. Well, speak up.
I already asked that today, so I already understand.
Funny counting. That was a good question.
Now I do, actually.
It's good because, you can ask someone, say, can we afford it? And they say yes, but you fleshed it out
how we can afford it.
So that's good. Yeah. I had one final, final question, but one other question. I'm on a sustainability kick. Are there elements of the plan that are recycling, reusing elements that are already out there?
Yeah, we're using the shade structures. We're using the
sidewalks.
We're using the fence post.
Retaining wall.
Retaining wall.
Okay.
trees, some of the trees.
Trees, obviously.
Okay, good. Good.
And
okay.
And a lot of the playground is using recycled materials, right? Mm-hmm. The slides and things like that. Yeah.
Manufactures their products with about 40% recycled materials on average.
Okay. And out there at the moment, there are boulders and concrete imitation boulders, mm-hmm. which the teachers detest.
Yeah.
And so they'll be reused out in the field.
Yes.
So oh, good.
Put those boulders out somewhere.
They're going to take a loop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But also you're using trees to provide shade.
Yes.
Which is a sustainable action rather than
exactly.
creating mm-hmm. out manufactured. Mm-hmm.
Good question.
And I think okay. I'm pretty sure the artificial turf is recycled material as well. And
local. And it's not tires.
No.
It's not tires, no.
No,
not. No chrome, yeah, no. You know, they used to have the pellets in the AstroTurf. They do not, they no longer do, yeah. Because we would hate dragging that in, so.
Okay. Thank you. That's good.
You're
that's
good.
Okay, anyone else have questions, comments from the board? No? We're good? Okay. Then, as chair, I direct staff, based on our discussion, to advance the project for approval at our April board meeting, which is in 2 weeks, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Ready to move on to Old Green Bay Linear Trail?
We are.
Okay.
Okay, so I know last, on March 5th, I gave a kind of a whole rundown of from start to finish. Would you guys like me to repeat that again?
Can you do...
Can't hurt if we're going to spend over $1 million.
Okay.
I like it. So,
a reduced...
Can you make it full screen?
I can. I can try.
Thank you. Go.
Do you have the clicker?
I don't.
Do you want me to run the thing? Or
sure, I just have to get to that slide because there's other
clicker's
ones
right
before
there.
That.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Here you go. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. So this is just really what we did is that oh, this is the right
this is
one.
Not it.
This is not it. I'm sorry. I was just given the. Okay, here, there it is, the beginning. So, the park surveys, as part of our master plan process, 85% of the survey respondents indicated walking, biking trails were needed. 45% of the respondents indicated that walking and biking trails were the most important assets to the household. So I think this is how this whole project came, verbally up to the beginning. Then we also indicated that Lincoln and Crescent is reaching end of its useful life. Next.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, has reached, really. And April 2018 and June 2018 special projects meetings, the board initiates brainstorming sessions with staff relating to the development of the linear parks along Old Green Bay. In June of 2018, the board approves the retention of Altamont to develop a concept plan. In August 2018, Altamont presents the board and community with the first draft of the concept plan. Then in September of 2018, special projects meeting, Altamont presented a revised concept plan based on the board direction and community feedback. Then in October 2018, special projects meeting, the committee consensus was to include phase one linear park projects into the three-year Fund 69 budget. So, according to our meeting, phase one, and this was at the December 2018 meeting, earmarked $260,000 to pay for the final designs of the yet undetermined phase one project components. The board also tables the replacement of Lincoln Crescent for this year, because that was originally on the plan, to move it to the phase one project. At February 2019, the committee of the whole meeting, the commissioners reached a consensus on what elements should be included in phase one, construction design. The committee determined that the park district should fund out of capital reserves the following elements: the winding trail, the playground replacement, select plantings, interactive fountain, and the other project components would be part of the grant donation availability. So Connect Glencoe was born at the February 2019 meeting. The project was officially named Glencoe Connect Glencoe for our grant purposes. Upon approval of the master plan, staff began meeting with the village of Glencoe to discuss intersection improvements and the trail routing at Maple Hill. In February, the board also passed resolutions directing staff to apply for 3 grants based on the master plan. At the March 2000 meeting, the board considered approving a formal agreement with Altamanu to develop design construction bid documents for phase 1 of the project. That has not been approved. We're looking for approval in April. And upon approval of the contract, Altamanu will develop designs with associated costs to be approved by the board prior to bid letting.
That's it.
That's it. So then we come down to this place because to today's meeting, because when I started talking to different board members, it seemed it was unclear to everybody what we were, not everybody, some people, what we were moving forward with. So, you know, this is a board-driven master plan project. So I wanted to make sure everybody was on board, since this is such a new amenity and a large project, before we move forward, make sure we're all on the same page. So we're in no hurry. So we thought it'd be a good idea to, again, just go step by step so that everybody's on board and understands what we're doing. So that's where we are now. So I'm just going to go through my memo in the board packet. So the first one is the trail, which I think was one aspect that's very clear because we discussed that the most. We applied for grants and things like that. So from what we understand and what's in the contract right now with Altamanu is we're going to do a 10-foot wide, approximately 3,000 feet long trail from Maple Hill Road to Park Avenue, composed of decomposed granite surfacing, 5 accessible street crossings, so they'll all meet up with the sidewalk, trailhead plazas with specialty paving and plantings at Maple Hill Road and Park Avenue, drinking fountain at Maple Hill, tree and display plantings along trail at select locations, benches, trash receptacles, bike racks, trail signage, route aeration, irrigation at select locations, and sod restoration. So, is that what everybody is understanding for the trail?
Yes, but just one quick question. I know we discussed 8 foot, and I saw 8 feet referenced in a document earlier. I also saw 12 feet. We've settled on 10 feet. I'm good with that, but just quickly, why?
10 feet is what the Green Bay Trail is, correct?
10 feet is the existing Green Bay Trail. To qualify for any trail grants, it has to be a minimum of 8 feet. So
okay.
The 8 foot number was a... cannot be any smaller than that.
Right.
We had discussed 10 feet to match the existing.
It's Green Bay Trail.
So,
the board chose they want to make it smaller, most people strongly advocate for 10 feet because then you can have nice passing.
Okay, I know 8 is the best practice for allowing passing, but it's just the minimum.
Yeah.
You can go any less. So I'm
correct.
Just curious.
Right.
What? Okay.
Two-way, yes.
It's also two-way.
Well, yeah, 8 feet is two-way. Yeah, it's the, yeah.
Is there a reason that you would advocate for 10 over 8?
Absolutely. 4 feet in each direction, I think, is pretty tight and uncomfortable.
Okay, so especially if someone's on a bike.
Yeah.
Got it.
I mean,
okay.
The lakefront trail is 7 feet in each direction with 2 feet clear on either side.
Right.
And it's still chaos.
And still there's problems. Yeah, okay. All right. I'm good.
That's a good question.
Yep.
So...
I have a question.
Okay.
Not our trail, per se, but the park north of Maple Hill.
Okay.
Because I think what you're saying in your paragraph at the bottom of page 62 and the top of page 63 is that you're asking us to opine on whether it would be okay if the village decided that it might make more sense for the trail to cover part of our land.
So what we're looking at, is that something we'll probably talk about a little bit later, is that right now no design has been done. You know, we're Altamanu will be talking to the village if they decide to use Altamanu to do that design or someone of their own. That's their choice. But the way they might design it may be best to move the trail over onto a park 7N a little bit and then go to connect to our trail so that they cannot cross the road. So that it might be that the trail has to go on. The village's portion of the Green Bay Trail might go onto the park district property to make the crossing at the best possible location.
Conceptually, that sounds fine to me, but what's the status of the waiting room?
We'll be talking about that later, so can you hold that question in closed session?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good question.
Okay. Closed session today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a little cart before the horse.
Yeah, but that's a great question. Okay. So you're thinking the same way we are. The other thing is that it was my interpretation, and I could be totally wrong, that it would be the village's responsibility to pay for that design and the construction of that portion of the trail, mm-hmm. Because it was advanced as a need from the Active Transport Alliance,
yes.
Is that the board's understanding?
Yes.
So we go forward. I don't want to mm-hmm. assume because we really never talked about it, but that was my assumption. So
and I was part of that committee. You were, I believe. You were.
Yeah.
And that was the hot topic of every single conversation. It always came down to Maple Hill Road. So
yeah, they had talked about that a lot.
Constantly.
So.
And the village was certainly leading that discussion.
So, you're right.
And that was their project, really.
We attended. Yeah.
So I have a question about the other intersections.
Sure, please.
What role will the village play in any sort of street aspect to the other intersections? As I see, we have five.
Yeah. Those will actually be ours. We'll be working with the village, and I believe it's in our contract. You can speak to it, but we will be paying for that because it is our trail that crosses the road on those. So what do we have to do for those trail sections?
Well, we have a crosswalk in each one now, and we're going to have a adjacent crossing for the bikes, which will be painted probably green, standard.
Okay.
But to do so, we have to depress more curbs, we have to move stop signs further back and stop bars, we have to, in certain occasions, move catch basins that may be at the curb placement where we're going to depress the curb, so
okay.
They'll have to be moved back. Road patching. So all of that needs to be coordinated with the village so they're okay with it and that it meets their requirements and standards in terms of where the stopping goes and where the crossing happens.
So we can't anticipate any cooperation from the village to say move stop signs on our intersection
right.
That we're co-opting. So
yeah,
I'm just curious.
We could have discussions with them, but I think we should proceed with that these are our improvements and that we are going to be financially obligated to pay for those improvements. When we are in our discussions with them, they can move the stop signs for us. I'm sure they
yeah.
will, but I think you
right.
should go with the assumption that this is our improvement, just kind of like if you did a driveway and you're cutting out curbs and putting a new driveway in, that would be your responsibility. So now, the trailhead, no, but
yeah.
those tree crossings.
Okay, but you'll work your magic if there's some way they feel mm-hmm. that they can cooperate with us and defray some of those costs with their
mm-hmm.
little ass people.
We can always ask. They also asked us.
They'll pay for the stripes.
Yeah.
They also asked us to pay for half the trail on this.
Yeah,
I know. So, you know, that type
yeah.
thing. So, or the other side. So,
right. Okay.
Are we including Prozac for the depressed curbs?
All right.
I have a question. Anybody else have a question?
I have one more.
Okay, go.
First. Okay. For the purposes of planting a seed with Alta Banu, if in fact the village does hire you to do designs north of Maple Hill Road, I think since I was on the Active Transportation Committee, and you can either back me up or not on this, Lisa, one of the particular concerns at that intersection was visibility and safety,
mm-hmm.
Right, of people, particularly of people coming south
yes.
on the
yes.
trail.
Yes.
And I would just like to plant a seed that moving a trail is going to be destructive and expensive, and potentially removing some of the buckthorn that is a strong screen
mm-hmm.
and prevents both bicyclists and pedestrians as well as cars from seeing one another might be a much more cost-effective way to improve visibility and safety. That may not be a viable solution or the only solution, but in the interest of saving money and being less destructive, I'd like to just plant that seed.
We'd be glad to do that.
And some utility boxes.
Yeah. There's a lot going on at the intersection.
A lot. There's a big, yeah.
I think,
there's a lot, but thank you. That's a good point. They'll take that into consideration.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe the village is thinking of hiring a traffic engineer to look at that whole intersection.
As part of all of the new scope for the village, a traffic engineer has been included as part of the project.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Go forward with that north section, they would have the access to a traffic engineer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a civil engineer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other questions? I had one. The trailhead plazas with specialty paving and plantings.
Mm-hmm.
What goes on there?
Do you want to pull it up? The trail plaza, because it's what part of the concept plan?
Do you have the mouse?
No, you took it.
Okay.
Oh, Erin has it. She took it.
Okay.
September 11th is the meeting.
Where, if you think of the Maple Hill area,
yes,
there's a curved seat, which is not by Jensen, you know, because I checked with the Historic Society. And there's a small paved area.
John, just give me a minute. I'll give you a
visual.
I have a visual here, but yes, I want that.
There's sort of a trail marker already there.
Yes.
And then I know you've got something planned for the south, but I didn't quite know
what
this is all about.
What happens at the moment, there are people who turn and go to town, mm-hmm. and they've made a desire line.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people who go straight.
There we go.
This is the southern one.
That was the about.
Are you looking for the southern one?
Well, I was interested in both. I just
yeah.
Okay, so
at the
okay.
moment
now at the moment you can't see that.
Right. At the moment you're mounted up to the wall. And there are nice plantings there, but you can't actually see that wall.
Mm-hmm.
So we were trying to make something that was attractive, and then we realized that if you take away some of the rather large shrubs here, you actually get to see the
mm-hmm.
vets memorial. So we felt it was actually a powerful sort of statement of maybe your concerns, because it gives an arrival plaza that starts the process, it respects the history, and it also respects the Veterans Memorial, which at the moment really is shocking. First of all, it floods completely on the east side. It's just mud most of the time. It's totally overgrown. It's not ADA accessible, and you can't see it from anywhere. So when it comes to what's going on in people's lives now, particularly, fortunately our kids never had to go anywhere, right? Other people's kids did, and when they came back, they weren't the same as they left. For me, this sort of thing, showing a respect for people who actually serve the country and give so much, is completely appropriate for giving a message to what you actually care about. So that for us, when we talked about this trail, we were talking about kids to school, getting kids to exercise, getting people out in the open air, but also there's a symbolic quality to this too. We're respecting the oak trees that were here before any white man was, and we think you should be respecting this too.
But
I think it's important.
There's a twofold in this image. There's the opening up for the Veterans Memorial. It's also the beginning of the trail, and you see both simultaneously.
Now, isn't there a wall across there now?
There is. But
would you take it down and build a new one?
No,
we just kicked through.
Okay.
Over the years,
okay.
It's been mounted up
yeah,
against.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just took a section out and repaired the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And then the area in front of it, we get that specialty paving. It's a sort of an arrival plaza.
Gathering spot.
Right.
So the purpose of a contrasting pavement is to create interest and sense of entry?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And also a safety thing, that you know something special is happening there. You don't go through in a 28 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
It's important to keep it big, because what happens in a place like this is people gather to get their act together to start, embark upon the trail.
Right.
And if there's just the trail, then everybody's clogging up the entrance. So it is important to kind of have a staging area for people.
I agree.
Because that's where they sort of stop and regroup. Okay.
That's exactly
know?
What's going on at the north end. And
mm-hmm.
that's
yes.
where you get the desire.
That's exactly
lines,
right.
The mud
yep.
and everything else.
Okay.
Yep.
But I think also the northern one, in concept at the moment, we had bumped it out into the street to also realign it a little bit.
So, you could see.
You could get people to come out and stop before crossing, and we realigned the crossing also into the park, which doesn't, it's not the same at the moment. And it has the same texture, the same materials, so there's sort of the counter. Dumbbell, I guess, of the trail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want to show that one?
You have another view of this, don't you, on one of your slides?
Yeah, there's other. I don't know, Lisa, if we're ready to talk about veterans altogether right now, or.
Would you like to skip ahead and go to veterans? Okay, let's skip ahead to talk about veterans.
You know what's not here that's currently here is a big old fire hydrant in the middle of this. That's where the planning is at.
Well, that's going to cost $1 million to move.
You know, not as much as you might think.
Seems like
Now you're thinking like that. I do, Jeff.
I had one question related to the entry and exits as well as Veterans Memorial, which is in reading your memo ahead of time.
Right.
I was thinking, okay, well, I love the idea of there being entrances like this, but I think you had suggested deferring.
That's the direction I thought we got. So I needed further direction.
Yeah.
How can you do the entry without knowing what Veterans Memorial is going to be?
Right. Well, so what we are going to do is we're going to design it but not construct it. So the design, and it would be, it would be hard just to do the entrance without doing veterans, but that was the direction we had. It would be tough. It would make sense, probably economy of scale, to do it at the same time, because it's not what we're doing for veterans is not over the top. We're doing a lot of that work there, and they can explain that, why they think it is should be done at the same time. But that was the direction I received, or at least I thought I received, is that the veterans would be designed but not constructed.
It would be ready to be.
I think we're thinking about spending a lot of money, and I have to tell you, it's a psychological thing too. Like, we have not looked at veterans. I was looking at the budget till 2025.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of big ticket things going on, and I think if we can phase this in, I think that's appropriate. I don't think that there's been a huge outcry in the community to redo veterans. Memorial?
Lisa makes a good point that if you're going to be doing major construction in this area anyway, there's probably some efficiency in.
Maybe. I think they use that a lot as a blueprint. I don't know.
But regardless, what you're showing here is that we are creating a pathway.
Yes.
And in order to, I might be wrong, but in order to put the pathway through here, there will
be
accessibility then, or no?
No.
Not for the memorial, no. Just past it.
So,
I guess, there are steps up to
it. Do you guys just want to talk a little bit about what your idea for accessibility was for the memorial, just quickly? Because you don't really have an overhead in this.
In this particular one?
Yeah.
Go to the existing one. That one. This is now facing
south.
She's looking north. You're facing south.
Right.
The entry we're talking about will be over here. This is the only way to get up. It's mounded up as you see at the moment, but it's rather ungainly. The planting doesn't go all the way around.
You should have saw it before.
Yeah, no kidding. I was just going to say. But I agree.
You can't see it, obviously, because of all of this.
Right.
And then the other side of this is just a mud bath for months of the year. So what we were going to do is just make a ramp that goes directly up to this.
Yeah, we do have that. That's the backside. No, that's all right.
Yeah. So take the planting off, which we think it sort of gives you more of the sense of one of these memorials. You know, if you think of large memorials,
also easier to maintain.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling that. Mm-hmm.
I like. Yeah.
And turning it from mulch into grass. We added a seat wall that runs around. You don't have to do that, maybe.
But also, didn't you change the access from the south?
It now comes it's
so it comes
switched
off the
around.
Sidewalk off
we what happened is when we tried to get the ramp in, it was so low that it started going into some of the really old trees,
yeah.
And we didn't want to do that. So we actually switched it around so it's parallel with the church, and now you enter it from Park.
So this is from Park Avenue looking.
So
you're looking north.
We're looking north then here.
You're looking north.
Looking north here. Okay.
But if you go on a bit, we could play with this wall.
I'm sorry, I'm having some challenges here.
Do you want this one, Chris?
But the other thing is also to grade that area so you've got a little bit of a feeling. Very slight of an acid there, but with this as an object where
it doesn't
want to go.
Killing me right now.
But there's benches around there now. So if we didn't want to spend more to do the wall and just
well,
do the
Well, the benches
ramp.
Are not exactly... Well,
we also made the circular pads a little bit bigger.
Going on,
so you can get more people up there. But nobody ever. One event a year up there. I don't know.
I think what we're trying to say is, what's a way to do it that's dignified, that's
respectful,
taking it down more the minimal.
That maybe the circular pad wouldn't need to be bigger,
okay,
but
so
the design,
okay,
I think, is lovely.
Enter from here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you could also use this. So the idea was that you now view that. At the moment, you can't see it pretty much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You now view it from all over here. And if you have an event, you can have people stand around and actually see it.
So you're mounting it up like a nice little slope up to the thing and taking away the stairs and making the ADA accessible ramp going north.
So this is ADA.
Yep.
Okay. And this is all existing now along there. This the stone wall, mm-hmm. This nice stone
where are the
seat.
Stairs now?
Where are the stairs now,
John? Where
the
stairs are
back the opposite side.
They would
they're,
be right there.
Right here.
Yeah.
Do you have to remove this?
Oh, we take them out. Yeah,
they're not in good shape.
They're not in good shape. Poured in place concrete.
Yes.
Well, maybe if I could rephrase, if this isn't your question, ask yours again. But I think what she's asking is, can we do the trail and just basically leave Veterans Memorial like it is?
You could.
And then
but
come back and do Veterans Memorial.
Well, no, I was asking, like, can you do the ramp and leave the stairs? I'm just trying to...
Not, have lots of ways of
not to...
I think you're probably thinking about how to shave $400 off $1.5 million project when you're talking about demoing the stairs if you're leaving the existing pad. I mean, if you guys are going to save... The existing flagpole is in really poor condition. So the flagpole has got to be changed. It's been very difficult to manage it, having to have wires break. It's not easy to manage. So in changing the flagpole, there's a huge base on that thing. That concrete pad is going to have to come out to change that flagpole. It's just not something that we want to do this entire renovation and then have to come back and drive a lift in there and tear the whole park up to put a flag on that pole.
Okay, but then like what is the cost that you're proposing?
Yeah. Veterans Memorial. At the moment, with a 25% contingency, it's 184. And that's, off of a master plan. That number gets massaged as you get into reality, but we don't know what we'll find.
But it's a bargain compared to the playground.
Survey.
And so much for use. I mean, what's going to happen is kids are going to go up there and go, shh.
There's also some utility issues we're dealing with
yes.
to get the drainage right.
So you're saying that it's going to go up. You're not saying it's going to go down.
No, that's why it has a 25% contingency.
And that's in addition to what
so
we
that
already
we,
have for
so that when we run into
that's the real
their
issue.
Their
we're adding that
right.
to what?
So that has design fees in it, which we already have in our budget. So what are the, because there's no construction management in that number, but there's probably 15,000 for design, something like that?
So
15,000 we've already paid that. So you're already down to 165.
So it'd be 10% at
158 with contingency. So, all goes well, it's 135, 140. We have a problem, it's 175. I mean, something like that. Unless there's like underground gas tank or something we don't know about, but.
Mm-hmm. Don't even choke.
Yeah.
And that is in addition to what we have spoken about so far. So that would be added to the project.
And just so you're aware, that was added 5 years out.
Yes.
So
yes.
So that's going to be taken to bid. So when the bid numbers come back and we see all the other numbers, we'll have real costs. We'll know what it's going to cost in 2020 dollars. So all of the elements we've proposed taking to bid to have actual firm costs in 2020 dollars, and then if there was some other funding available, we could use that. If not, not.
Right, so that's why we're doing it, so that if we find a donor, that we could still add to the project. So we're gonna design, take it to bid, and then put in. So what happens if we don't find a donor? We don't have the money. If the board decides not to do it, what does it look like? We keep the memorial exactly the way it is, and the trail still goes like that, right?
Yes.
So we do the entry plaza, and we do the trail like it is, and the veterans memorial stays exactly what it is. No, we're gonna have to go back eventually and do it, because it is, it doesn't meet ADA requirements.
Right.
So it will have to be done within the next probably 5 years.
But it will be more visible and more dignified, even just, it'll be more visible.
No, we won't do anything if we don't.
Some trees will have to come out.
Yes.
Some trees, but we're not moving anything else. It'll just be the trail.
Right, that'll all be gone.
You'll see,
and so it'll be, it will be a lot more.
Well, you have the trail.
It'll
be more visible because you're 60% closer.
Right, exactly. That's why. You take a couple trees, it's not just change anything else except where you can see it.
You'll be walking by a brand new trailhead and seeing that.
Yeah.
That'll be your first view.
Right.
The trail going north will be that.
Maybe that'll encourage people in the community who are passionate about history and veterans, and you know, they maybe we can get some donations and put in a bigger pad, or do it even better than just the minimum just to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Can you
good
put
point.
In the ADA ramp without touching the concrete pad in the middle? Could that be done later?
I'm not sure.
I would not recommend
that's
just doing that portion and not doing.
You have to dig up the pad like because of a flagpole.
Well, that's what I was asking though. Like, if it's a stop, then the pad could be.
Well, and that your design calls for a new height for the sidewalk, correct? So the sidewalk isn't going to the existing grade because it would be too steep. You'd have to have a railing on it. You've changed the height of the pad for your sidewalk.
I think we might have adjusted. No, I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so.
But what we would have to do is grade on the two sides of the ramp as it goes up to get it to that height.
Mm-hmm.
There's no railings.
Can we use any ADA money for that?
It might be eligible for ADA.
Oh, we could use ADA money for that, but why would you do that and not the rest of it?
I think we've already counted on
that in the budget for next year.
Yeah, we have
already counted $175,000 being used for ADA.
Okay.
I like what staff has done here. I mean, we have the trail, which we can put in without touching Veterans Memorial, and we have an actual design with construction ready documents. We know exactly how much, and bids, we know exactly how much it's going to cost. So if we find a donor or miraculously come into money some other way, or we decide that's a super high priority, we can move forward with it, and if not, we can table it for 5 years.
What may happen, I don't know if this is true, and I'm going to the legislative conference in Springfield at the end of the month. Apparently, we're supposed to come ready with shovel-ready projects. So by doing some of these amenities, these are shovel-ready projects that I can send to our legislators saying, hey, you know what, there's certain monies that are different than OSLAD. We say, we have this Veterans Memorial, we want to apply for. That's just, you never know.
You never know.
But that's what's nice about having these construction ready ones is we can do this construction right away.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I mean, so this is one project I will be submitting for that, because that tugs at all our heartstrings.
Good.
So, but there's no guarantee at all. So we're applying for PATH grant money. So, but that's going to be up to you to say, no, we're going to take that money because we input it to our other projects too. So if we save money on the trail, if we get those grants, you can decide, well, no, we want to put it funded for next year's projects and not that. That's really just donor or grant funded items. So it's up to the board.
And have we heard anything else from the village on theirs?
No, I don't. I would not hold your breath either.
I can't either,
but I know exactly what you mean. And I would not hold your breath. I
haven't
heard a thing about that. Nope.
Nothing.
And that was the design that I submitted that particular one for consideration in the halfway house. Have not heard a thing since I submitted.
I mean, I would assume there has to be follow-up at some point, because they did that whole, all those boards and
Anyways.
I'll go to a meeting and
I don't think those meetings, there's not public meetings on it anymore. So the board is not running that particular one, so they would defer it. Yeah. It's a that committee, it's a volunteer committee. Okay, so okay, what would
so
you like us to?
So where are we on this now?
I think we sounds like Josh
feeling
had a
consensus.
Good description.
Yeah, I'm feeling a consensus.
Like in that.
Well, we're not actually deciding on building it.
So no,
right
no,
now
but I'm feeling a consensus.
No, the consensus is.
Understanding and an. Mm-hmm.
Say it out loud what the consensus mm-hmm. is so that we're all clear.
Can you repeat what you said?
Josh. Into the microphone, loud.
I believe the consensus is to direct staff to continue with the design and bids for Veterans Memorial, but not necessarily to proceed to construction. And we will decide at a later point if and when we want to proceed with construction.
Perfect.
And you can do that. You can do that because option one is go around. Option two is also do all that. You can do that when you put this,
right.
the construction bid together.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So an Ultimate News contract is also structured in a way that the elements that we've not identified as funded to construction, we're not setting aside any construction management fees for those items, but we do have numbers for future reference in the contract.
If
we do mm-hmm. go forward okay. with that, we don't have to go through a whole negotiation
right.
and have those alternates in their existing contract.
Thanks for clarifying that. That's perfect. Yeah, perfect.
So alternate, yeah.
Okay,
okay,
so
that's part one.
Can we go back? Okay, so we go to playground next.
Yes.
Okay, so the playground aspects of this is we'll have a play structure for ages 2 to 12. Group swing, because there's the emphasis that we wanted a group swing at this playground. Engineer wood fiber surface, so mulch. Necessary concrete walk pavement, barrier curves under. Drainage, benches, trash receptacle, bike racks, plantings, and sod restoration. Playground budget is $275.
For the, yeah. I thought part of the playground would have to be poured in place by this place.
No, we said that would not be part of this project, so we would not be putting any poured in place in this. That would escalate the cost.
So we talked about making sure that the water feature was, Josie, if you want to just kind of explain what you.
Yeah.
So
that's that's interactive water feature, correct, we're talking about now?
Correct.
So that I didn't get to that yet.
She asked about that. About
no, she asked water. About if there's poured in place in the
feature.
Playground. So interactive water fountains the next one, right?
She asked about the just my understanding.
Are we doing poured in place in the playground? Yes or no?
Well, it's adjacent.
Yeah.
I know, but in the playground.
The answer is no.
Okay, so there's no poured in place. So we'll go to interactive fountain next.
That.
Right.
Purple is chips.
Well, was rubber once.
Right, but
we took it out.
Now if I'm looking at purple, I'm thinking chips.
Chips.
Got
it. Yeah.
Okay. One of the things we talked about was trying to take advantage of some of the slope of the slide, and we toyed with the idea of needing to rubberize that, but I don't think we have it. It's too preliminary. So the interactive fountain is another.
So the interactive fountain is the next one. So that includes the spray features, flush to finish to grade, concrete surfacing. So that's what gives the buffer between the playground and the water feature. So there'll be concrete in between. The concrete runnel, which you see right there, that big runnel, connection to the sewer, and a control system. So this the water that's used in this goes right into the sewer. There's no.
We do water points later.
No recirculation.
No recirculation.
You're doing concrete rather than poured in place by the fountain?
Between that separate area. So can you point it out, Chris, between
so this is the playground, the purple. I'm just a short guy, so I'm gonna use this. This is the fountain with the runnel here. It's bordered by concrete. And we had initially discussed potentially having some poured in place around the edge by the fountain, but that's not advanced with the $275 budget.
In Hubbard Woods, what is by the water feature there? Is that concrete?
It's concrete in poured in place.
So the water features flush.
Yeah, I believe so, but it's potable water.
Oh, its budget is 265? I'm sorry, I corrected me. The playground budget's at 265. Carol corrected me. So I had a typo there.
But that includes or does not include the fountain?
Includes, no, the fountain is not.
The one thing.
The playground is 265, so that.
275.
Okay.
It's 270.
Yeah, it's 275.
It's 260 and it went up to.
Okay, so the playground itself is 275.
Yes.
The water feature is.
195. Just in terms of. I don't know, I'm just thinking of kids' ball. Why we switched it to concrete from the Fordham place.
Oh, it's always been concrete around there. The Fordham place was in the playground area where the wood chips were.
Yeah, I remember it being around.
If it's interactive fountain, it's concrete. If you're turning into a splash pad, that's Fordham place. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different, totally different regulations, right?
The splash pad, in my experience, has recirculated water. So that's where you go to a pool, it's chlorinated water, the water squirts out, it's mm-hmm. collected, it's filtered, it goes back out. We're looking at an interactive fountain, which is fresh water. It's like the fizzy jets that might squirt up, something like that. Mm-hmm. We're not looking at like the daffodil that sprays water or the bucket mm-hmm. that drops or anything like right. that. Those are typically on concrete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. I actually had one in Gurnee that was outside the pool, and we didn't have any more injuries than kids running around
like
a concrete.
Other than kind of over.
Right. It's no more than kids running on the concrete deck of a pool. Same kind of thing. So.
I'm just wondering. I mean, yeah. You're not a fan of concrete either.
Well, I'm just not a fan of concrete in general.
Right.
But I'm fine when it has a really good use.
Playground that's not in the budget book.
I'm curious. I know you know how to do this, but I'll just say it anyway. That path where the runnel goes, it will be wide enough to allow people to push a stroller along it without going into the runnel, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Of course.
Yes. Okay.
Or a wheelchair.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good question.
It's just hard to tell from here. Yeah.
What we've done in the past also is put sort of trench drains over sections of it so you can roll across it.
Right.
So if somebody wants to go from this side into the playground, you can.
That's cute.
Right.
So I'm sorry. So is a runnel like a trench, or is it just like a depression?
It looks like that.
There.
But ours goes down a hill, correct?
It does.
Which is
going to
be so fun.
This one has a slope, but it's not very steep.
Right.
Okay. The water goes from one end to the other.
Okay. There's little gates they can draw.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow. That's very cool.
I'm
going to
go play there.
I am, too.
Did you folks look at recirculating the water? Is that coming very expensive?
Yes.
Yeah. This one
that is,
partially does that.
This one actually gets collected into a cistern.
Oh.
And then that water gets used for irrigation at the conservatory grounds.
Ah, okay.
So
once you move into filtering water and treating it, you move into a whole other world of costs and pump houses and electric services and things that, double, triple, quadruple.
Sustainability. Yeah, sustainability is awful in this world.
This has happened to us a few times because we go in and everyone's excited and everyone talks about, recirculating and cleaning, and then they see the bottom line and
it's good enough way
it's
there.
Gone.
So it's better if you use the grey water for something else if you can.
Yes.
And then also give the feature a timer so that it can't be run at midnight.
Right.
Give you
that's
right.
Which will totally
so
do.
So this will have
a timer.
A whole system set.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I figured. Yeah.
But this one actually has a pump that the kids have to get together to pump.
That's
very
cool.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
So are we good?
So it's not running all the time. No.
This one is, yes. This one's not. Ours will be interactive water, so it'll be like dancing fountains that kids can run. Kind of a fancy fire hydrant is what it looks like.
Some form of push button.
Yeah.
and then a timer.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if the kids aren't there, it's
yes, yes. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
That's good.
So we'll
all right.
Well, there's a park in the city that does that.
Yeah.
And it comes out every 15 minutes. But
is there any?
It's like a sauna. Yeah, it's like
the
beach.
Any cost-effective
like
way to
Just
get rainwater for like park irrigation, Chris?
Yes, if you have park irrigation. So, if you have this next to a baseball field that you have irrigated, it's a slam dunk. But we would be putting in an irrigation system to use the gray water at this site, which it's not a bad idea. But again, you know, an irrigation system is going to be
Price. Or any money to
already
stretch
budget.
So there's no realistic way you could use this water.
I mean, you can cool off with it. But
not after a kid in diapers.
Exactly.
Okay. Any other comments on the interactive fountain? So then
or the playground?
We're looking at three things, the playground, the interactive fountain, and the Veterans Memorial.
No, we're looking at the playground and the interactive fountain because we already talked about Veterans Memorial.
Memorial, okay.
So the playground, are we good to advance?
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
As listed? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Interactive fountain?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Okay. The next one and next one we're talking about they're going to be designed to construction document phase only. They're not going to be constructed. Are the play trains? We already talked about Veterans Memorial and the fitness stations. So they were listed in our documents with Altima News fitness stations in the earlier rendition of the plan. They were called play together pods. So I think we just wanted to give Altima News some directions. Do we want fitness pods or do we want to play together pods? So that way when they're designing, they're giving us what the board is anticipating. So
We want them at all?
Or do we want them at all? That seems to be a really touchy subject with a few neighbors in that area. Or do you want them at all? So we need to talk about that.
We'll find them, John.
I'll be right back. I'm going to run to bed.
I think the best way to do this is to reserve space for it, but not design it as a specific activity. Because I think that will evolve over time with more community input. And
that's an interesting idea, Lisa.
You know, I don't think we're at all in a position, I mean, you may be, but I'm not in a position to say, let's put in fitness equipment. I don't have a clue what should go there. And I think there's lots of really great options.
So,
are we looking at sort of a park course kind of thing like they have in Northfield?
It could be. I mean,
well, these were individual pods, though, one at a time, so that they weren't like a clump.
So it wouldn't look like a playground if they only one or two pieces.
More like this, like intergenerational, potentially, and they were along the trail.
Yes.
Like five of them, I think.
Right,
six.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely not use it if it looked like that other one that was like purple and green. Yes.
That one?
You wouldn't catch me dead.
Keep dad doing that.
Okay.
Keep it low.
A different color.
Okay. So the play pods, what do we call them?
Whatever.
We just want to leave space, but not
to make a determination.
Make
now,
a determination.
Just
what we'll do.
Oh, we can wrap our head around that now. We're not doing it anyway.
Just keep in mind, it might be a good idea to design something. For example, if we decide to go for OSLAD next year for some of these, in May, if we don't have those play pods of some sort, it doesn't make not to say we have to have them, makes the project less desirable.
Yeah, you lose points.
And we lose points. So I'm just putting that out there.
That's a pretty good piece of information.
Would we have other activities that be eligible, though? Like the play train or?
It's at five.
It's at five.
I'm not opposed to these. I think that it would bring people into the trail. I'm definitely not opposed to these. I think what we told the neighbors and what we all believe is that we don't want a circus And, you know, their fear is that it's going to be like
a madhouse.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, tastefully placed and low key, I'm not opposed to it.
Are you talking fitness equipment, or are you talking like a swing, like that swing, or that, or bago, or
tables for checkers and chess?
Tables for checkers and chess.
I think that's more along the way. I mean, yeah. You've never been thrilled with the fitness. I don't know if you're thrilled
with
the
standard fitness equipment. No, but some of these look very enticing and sort of like multi-generationally appealing.
We are, if we do go with
respectfully, you and I have a totally different opinion on that. I looked at this stuff and I'm like, I would never do that. Unless I was playing with my grandkids 20 years from now. Right? Hopefully 20 years from now. But when I think about
fair.
Different strokes for different folks, but if I think about more pure fitness equipment, which I might actually use, I feel like putting five or six stations just in the old Green Bay Linear Parks is putting 10 pounds of stuff in a 5-pound bag. Mm. And like, it would be really interesting to work with the village, right, and figure out like, well, how do we put half a dozen stations throughout Glencoe, but not all in that 1.5-mile section?
I hear what you're saying. So down the whole Green Bay Trail, that's kind of a tight.
We have one in Shelton, right?
We do have one. We have three in Shelton, yeah.
Yeah, if you had some in Shelton, some in
Park. I know how you feel about those based on that facial expression over there.
The ones that's not train track and houses on both sides, but different parts of the trail.
There's a couple of corners there that are empty.
Yeah, there are.
But if we think of like five different people using the park, so you think of a five-year-old who's going through the trail, that would be exciting for them to come to a piece of equipment, stop, and get on and do it.
But we're not really looking for things for five-year-olds.
$300,000 worth of playground we're building.
I think
they're designed for 12 and older
is good. So we talked about games. So
if a 10-year-old
stops
the older,
and do a game, or an adult stops and goes and plays.
Is there some way we could gear it to older people than little kids? Whatever this
trail
is.
Evanston that I run along all the time.
Explain what those are.
It's got one where it's basically four different types of chin-up bars. I do see people use that where they're doing push-ups.
So they're not the ellipticals. They're just like
doing sit-ups.
Yeah.
There's balance.
I do sit-ups at home. I really don't want to go out in public and do sit-ups.
I just think it's weird.
But you're not
the grass.
It's for the whole community. I mean, so some people like that. Like they're working out and they're going to, they're doing 3 mile.
Five
and then
even 2 mile course along there.
So they're very low key. They're not, it's not like the ellipticals that's moving. It's
so
just really
not
like that at all.
We have six currently. What if we had, say, three and then one activity pod? With like a swing along the trail or something like that?
Adult swings? Like you showed it. Oh, where did we see that? Oh, at the conference.
Well, maybe I was thinking more like a...
You're thinking that one right there?
No, I was thinking like something like we have at Cog Park. Like just along the trail. Uh-huh. But that response says it all.
I mean, that's nice too.
We have six. We've asked Ultimanu to design six in their contract. Yeah. Do we want to have less? We can have a less. I mean, we included them originally because we wanted to make sure that this was a very attractive Auslan project, and we did get some feedback in the initial visioning sessions that they might be interesting, but it doesn't have to be six. I mean, you know.
I would look at the manufacturer, or at least the design of the one we have in Shelton.
They matched, sure.
Say, are there similar,
similar,
something from the same manufacturer in the same line, that we could put two, maybe three, but probably two in the old Green Bay Linear Parks.
Well, maybe the pods would have like two pieces of equipment versus one, and there'd be two pods, or one pod, one piece of equipment.
Can you just put placeholders in and we can decide later what we're gonna do? Can we just say we're gonna do this, but we do something else?
Yes, but we have to ask them, we have to specify what they need to do in their contract instead of just drawing a bubble that says play pod.
I agree. I think we said to do six. If we're presented with a grant opportunity, we have to have them ready to go.
For the grant, we don't have to have six. We could say.
But we already budgeted to design three. When we want options, so I don't see the harm in designing options. We don't have to do them, but we already set aside the money to do it, and we all have different ideas of what we would like, and so if you see options, it'd be easier to.
I hear what you're saying, but if we're going to go out to bid and we get a solid number on six pieces, and then somebody comes forward and says, "I want to pay for those six pieces," that's going to be tricky to open up that legal bid and change that and say, well, we actually want this piece to be bag-o and this piece to be a swing.
Yeah,
change. So we kind of have to make up our mind, but you guys will have absolutely the opportunity to have input as you go.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Good.
That's
right.
Fine.
Okay. Just don't make us do it tonight.
Yes.
Just,
do you want to stick with six, or do you want to bring it down?
Because that would make it.
Well,
it's
not
four.
Four. Right? I mean, they're...
It's too much.
You want to terminology like play pod slash play pod areas?
I agree. I think six is too much. How about we go down to four, and then we can decide if we take one out or not. I think six in that area is kind of...
You know, one of the things we find that, for instance, when we have sculpture in the park, kids want to find them, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I remember we were looking at some exercise stations once. They were all stainless steel, and they all look like sculptures. And they might not look too bad, and if I can find those again.
Oh, that's kind
so
of cool.
We can investigate those options.
Yes.
Okay,
so
cool.
When they're
kids.
Sitting there, they're not
yes.
just pink and green things.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't
yeah,
do that.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
they're
yeah.
more like sculptures.
Okay,
the
that's the ultimate new fix that we're looking for. That's
so it's important to remember that these are classified as playground equipment. They're going to require surfacing. They may require, you know, grading, drainage, that kind of stuff. So I think as we go forward, I think that that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
we'll have to develop it.
Can't design it tonight.
No.
But we can bring down the number a little
so
bit.
So we just
yeah,
have
four.
To decide how many of these
four.
Tonight. Is that what?
Well, I think
yes.
if you guys...
Three, two,
I think,
four.
I think the designers should tell us. It, you know,
three
well,
they want six.
Kind of
I don't
you know,
think we should
so
limit it. I think you guys are the
four?
Pros and you should design
three.
It.
Five, not six.
Yeah, four
okay.
is fine.
Four.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
four.
Okay.
Enough for, you know, the third.
Yeah, so it doesn't look random and...
Yeah,
but you're setting up some sort of rhythm.
Yes.
So
yes.
you know you expect the next one.
Yes.
See you at the
exactly.
next one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Some of the feedback we got about the from the neighbors was this is a natural area, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why this like you know purple and green stuff or green you know the stuff that doesn't
we can bring.
You don't want to wreck that.
Clean toe colors.
We're just going to put some stumps out there and they can jump on them.
Although it's interesting they call it a natural area.
Exactly, like the jump for the book. Okay, so the next one is the play train. Again, this is just the design and bid phase. It's a train tracks on concrete base, the hand crank train cars enclosed by wood fiber surfacing, and then the concrete walk pavement to access the tracks under drainage, root
we
irrigation,
don't
and
have a picture of that, do
yeah,
we?
Yeah,
we do.
Do.
We do.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
oh there
okay.
you go. Yeah.
God, this is my favorite.
No, those are young children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're yes.
And there's also
it's not made for a 12-year-old. They can do it,
what
but
what you don't see here is a slightly bigger car that's driven by a parent, mm-hmm. cranked
oh.
by a parent.
Yeah.
They can push the little ones along. The oh,
cool.
that's cute.
The ones
that can't quite
manage.
That's cute.
Okay. Now, does this have staffing implications for us?
It does.
We're going to lose 4 hours.
Other districts.
No kidding. Now you just figured it out. Chris is going to be out there every day. How about
here? You don't cut grass and you don't drive the Zamboni, but maybe.
Maybe you could crank a train.
Maybe I could run the train.
I did have those rules.
Another district that has these in place, it's a little bit different climate there, but they open them up at certain times seasonally, so they might say Tuesdays and Thursdays it's open from 12 to 4 o'clock, and they do staff it during the busy season. There are other times where, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's about what they do. There has to be some adult supervision there, so they do typically provide a staff member of some kind.
And there's a storage space.
Yeah. So the trains get locked up at the end of the night, so they don't end up in somebody's backyard or going down the hill at the beach,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
one.
Yeah. Everything that rolls goes down the hill.
Yeah,
the
it's true.
At some point or another, we could clean up a Lazy Boy recently.
That's hilarious.
I gave him some points.
So we have bed races, you know, old fashioned bed races in college.
No.
Special event.
They did. Yeah. So there is some staffing implications there.
Yeah. So you have to remember that is
yeah,
when we put this on, there it will be. Somebody, staff.
But it's not, obviously.
Could be a college kid. Could be a high school kid.
That's what I was
Parks, yeah. Parks person.
Yeah. Parks guy.
Parks laborer. Mm-hmm.
Director of Parks.
No. Nope.
Give him a little train hat. It'll be all good. So this is, again, is this something we want to continue on to design development? Are you still in love with this idea? Again, this would be a donor.
Yeah, it's a great donor.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. And
somebody comes up with money for this. Well,
yeah, it's a great one.
Okay, so then, okay, so that's good feedback. Components that were in the conceptual drawing that were not approved for any advancement at all, so you won't see them in any drawings, construction drawings, design. These are children's bike training circuits. The woodland labyrinth,
right.
The sculpture garden, and the display gardens. Those are all out.
Right.
Doesn't mean we're not going to have wildlife, you know, plantings throughout, but this is the formal display garden.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the rose bush.
Deer food.
Yeah,
deer food.
We don't want to go.
Okay, is that a consensus for that?
You guys good?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Good. Good.
I'm good, but I'm sad about it because I know the bike track. You know, it was for an age group that we never really do things for, and it was sort of compensating for the skate park that we took down at, and that was just sad.
Doesn't mean that
it looked really cool.
Doesn't mean that later on we can't go back. We're just not designing it now. So 5 years now, we like
we
really
have a
want.
Plan.
Yeah, we have a. We have a master plan. We can do that later on. So doesn't right. So it's not going away forever.
Okay.
It can come back eventually. Okay. So what we'll do is that we will advance the contract at the April meeting. You guys already saw it. It was in your last board packet. We'll put it in again this board packet. Nothing new. Nothing's changing really at all, except for maybe the number of fitness pods. Other than that, we are good to go. It's pretty much exactly what I wrote here is in that contract. I just pulled it out in it because. A lot of the other stuff is the legalese stuff that our lawyer takes care of.
When will we have a meeting where we can give input on the park?
The playground?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when that will be.
We haven't really got that on the books yet.
Yeah, we haven't got it. We're working on take it first. So
yes.
The playground for this one. We'll let you know. We'll get back to you.
When are these projects supposed to be starting?
This one we have no design, we have no start date yet
no,
on this.
Not even for the playground, nothing.
Nothing.
We have one that would
yeah, that wouldn't be this summer.
No, so we
it would
no,
in
no,
next
no,
year.
No, no,
in our
yeah.
We would be,
be next
to make
spring.
This grant cycle, we would hopefully be out to bid in January of 2020.
Got
We'd
it.
Start construction in the spring, early summer of 2020.
Okay.
That's if we
if that,
receive
that's
the
based
grants.
On the information. We have, if we do receive any grants, we have 2 years to spend the money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of creates some guideposts for us, mm-hmm. but if we don't receive the grants, we can continue to work on it until we
mm-hmm.
feel it's right.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's the next step. So
okay.
right now, for the next board meeting, we have two contracts that we'll be sending your way. All right.
Okay.
Do you want me to go on?
Yes.
I'm on a roll.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, we're on a roll. Now, we're going to talk about other business and the halfway house. Right?
Yeah, we
and
don't really, house. There's really not, I just put it in here because I'd like you guys to see the contract before it goes to the board for approval. This is project's mm-hmm. already been approved and advanced. This is just the contract that we will be signing with Bear Latosa on the halfway house. So there's nothing unusual in here. I just want you guys to see it. It's really not, we've already agreed to it, so there's not really anything up for discussion on it.
Can you dismiss ultimately?
Yes, you can. You're dismissed.
Mm-hmm. You're dismissed.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming out. I appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for
Thank
all
you.
Of you.
All right. So is any other, anybody have any questions on that one?
No.
Well, I enter into any kind of historic rehabilitation very carefully based on personal experience.
Well, obviously we hired one of the best
preservation
architects around, so I don't think you have to worry about that. We take that is a gem of our community, and we're taking that very seriously. That's why we have the best working at it. So
that was who came to the meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
So that one is, that's, we're all good on that one. So any questions
okay.
on that?
Okay. So are we ready to move on to our closed session?
Yes, I'm going to dismiss all staff. You guys you do not have to stay for this either. Unless I scream and I need technical help, which all I need you to, could you go to the Coldwell Banker website?
Well, that's a really good question.
Technically he goes because he's not officially on the board, but you can invite people to the closed session if you so choose. Might not be a bad idea since
like
he's probably no one who's running.
I would like to use little voice here in person.
Okay, you may go over and read that.
Okay, so you just need a motion to, do you just want to go?
Okay. The board will now enter into a closed session where no action will be taken. I entertain a motion slant to section 5 ILCS 120/2 of the Open Meetings Act. The board will enter into a closed session to discuss real estate as mandated by section 2.06 5 ILCS 120/2 C5. Those present during the executive session will include the commissioners and executive director Lisa Shepherd.
Wait, okay.
Okay, so now returning to the open session, I entertain a motion to return to open session.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? None.
Okay.
Roll call.
Member Bourne?
Yes.
Member Brooks?
Yes.
Member Ludden?
Yes.
Chair Underdonk?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. And adjournment. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.